The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be re-hosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Okay, I can do this. He has me every night, and he's ruthless. But there's something else there. Something he wants from me. And a loneliness. I can use that. I can tell he's already feeling a little bored with me. I'm trying to be submissive, but that's not what he wants, at least. Not all the time. So, I have to be something else for him. But it's just so he relaxes. He's always so alert, and I need to get his guard down, and then I can escape. Right. So, here goes. Here, sir. It's dinner. I made it for you. I used some of the herbs from your garden. It's pretty overgrown, but there's some good stuff out there if you look. I used the meat brought home. Well, if you're going to go through the trouble of killing such a nice deer and then dragging it in and leaving it on the floor of the kitchen, then the least I can do is roast it for you. Why would you think I wanted anything from you? I mean, I'm just your property, right? So, I should be as pleasing as possible. I should be a good little slave for you. May I ask you a question, sir? What do you want from me, really? I understand that, sir. You want me to do what you say. You want me to be a pleasing pet. But is that all you want? Just someone to make you food and be a good little hole for you to fuck? Don't you ever want more? Don't you get lonely? You don't have to laugh. I know you get to fuck me whenever you want. I obviously know that all too well. No, sir. I'm not questioning that. I mean, obviously you have a right to. You don't have to grab my hair so hard. I know what you want, sir. Just let me get on my knees. There. Yeah. I'll take your cock, right? In my pretty little mouth. Yes, sir. I said yes, sir. Fine, I'll say it all. Yes, sir, my mouth is exclusively for my master's use. Oh. do that. I'm being good. So it seems fair to me that if I do what you want, that you should maybe be a little more gentle with me. You don't care, do you? You don't care if you hurt me. You fucking... After all the things I do for you, I make you come. I sleep next to you. I serve your every whim. And you don't appreciate it at all, do you? You want to take from me over and over, but give me nothing. You don't even bother to fake affection. Life isn't just taking. Even the dumbest animals know that. That's why you need a new girl every 10 years. I don't know if you really let them go, but I know they don't want to be here with you. Didn't you learn anything from them? Or are you really that stupid? Did I hit a nerve? Poor little monster. I don't care. I don't care what you want. I won't give it to you. No! No! You don't have a right to me. I've just been saying that. I know it's not true, and so do you. You can't just bite me for my father. I'm not a thing for you to use. Yeah? Oh, what are you gonna do? You gonna rape me again? I can't stop you. But you can't. I'm not breaking. I'm not. You'd have to be far stronger than you are to break me. You kill me. You heard me. Other girls might not have lasted the full 10 years with you, but I won't even last one. Because I won't be a meek little thing for you.
Oh, that hurts. No. Don't push me on the floor. Not here.
Not like this again. I'll fight you every step of the way. It won't make it easy for you to. Spreading my legs for you. You fucking monster. Are you happy now? I'm going to give you the pleasure of... You're so excited by my pain. Fuck you. You don't like that, do you? When I scratch you back, do you? Did you bleed? Poor baby. You don't have to hug me that hard or deep. Oh, good. Fuck. You're being extra rough tonight to punish me. Or are you just that turned on? You like it when I resist, don't you? Oh, God. It's almost worth it to make you lose control like this. Because I need this. You've already figured that out. You figured out that I need your violence, but now I know that you need my brattiness. You need me to provoke you, to bring out the monster in you. Is this how you care? Are you so fierce because you care about me? Is this the only way you know how to show it? Tell me, please. Tell me, and I swear I'll be so much better than you imagined. You've had a lot of pets, but you've never had a woman, have you? They all stopped challenging you in the end. They all stopped being exciting or interesting. So then, if you really want me, then prove it. Fuck me. Fuck me harder than you've ever fucked those other girls. I thought you said you cared about me. If you cared about me, wouldn't you fuck me harder than this? You're a monster. Show me how a monster loves. Tear me up, baby. Bite me and fill me and taste my blood. Again, but I'm supposed to hate it. I'm supposed to hate you. But I've never felt like this before. I've never been this turned on. Oh, this isn't hate. This is what I've always needed. Are you just giving me what I truly want? Don't answer. You seem a lot more relaxed. Have you never had anyone actually ask you about what you want before? I mean, anyone can provoke you by accident, but for someone to actually anger a monster when that's what he wants, that requires affection. Oh, calm down. I like you're a monster. Should I call you a man instead? A meek, little dominated thing like my dad? Ugh, he never even tried to save me. No. You're a real man. Because you're a monster. Maybe I'm not making a lot of sense. You did fuck me pretty hard a minute ago. I guess you could have actually broken me, but not in a way you would have liked. I know the truth. even if you won't say it. You do love all the little things I do for you, and you love having me huddled next to you at night, but you also love it when I resist you. You enjoy being taunted and teased. You love feeling me claw and scratch and fight, especially when you can smell my arousal dripping down my thigh. You've had fear before, and you've had submission, and you've had girls who hated you, but I don't think you've had a girl love you enough to keep fighting you even when you've clearly won. Even when I'm terrified, I'll still keep being a good mate for you, I promise. Will you be my mate now? I can't force you to be, but I think you care about me. Whatever. I guess I've learned something important tonight, sir. You're a real monster, but you have needs, too. And you've learned something about me, too. I need a monster in my life and inside me.